Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim. In the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, we are in Perek Vov, Halacha Gimel. And this is Bechesed Hashem HaGadol Aleinu, our 11th Shir in this series. In the previous Shir, we saw the idea of Kiddush and Chil Hashem applies when the Mais is a Mais HaKlali, not a Mais HaPrati. And that would mean that even if 10 people know, like we saw by Esther, Gemara says, I, Esther, was for Hesia, waiting for Hesia, 10 people saw her, but with Achashverosh, no. But 10 people knew. So as long as they know, it's a Maisa Klali. Hashem came when we talk about that, Zarm from Yigdash, Yisrof, Ben Yisrael. When we talk about it, Zarm Shebekdusha, there, in order for it to be a Maisa Klali, you have to be present. It's not enough that 10 people know that you're davening. You have to be present. Akopanim, that's the Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, and Chil Hashem. We saw in the Rambam also, in his how he defines Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, right? We saw in Rashi first in Avodah Zarah, Yeshchil Hashem Shiyotzei Lechutz LeMeidim and LeKat LeChal LeKedushas Hashem. So it goes out; it's publicized. And then we saw in the Rambam that Leos Pirsim Yichad Azay Yir Hashem Ayidei Shai Shlo Tishlam Chepes Yisrael B'Zeh Maimed Shiur Ben Bachurim Beis Yakosha LeVchidim Amovus VeYatir Nafshim VeYifarsim Amuna VeYikatch Hashem BeRabbi. In other words, the idea is that the Jewish people are special to Hashem, and when they're Mekadesh Hashem, then in public, that's the right thing to do, and when they're not Mekadesh Hashem, then that's the Yichil Hashem. But it's about the Jewish people's job, since Shem Shemayim is Chol on us, like we learned in an earlier shir, that Shadrach Kish Baruch Hu identifies with us and we identify with him. So when Klal Yisrael does the right thing, then it reflects well in Hashem and vice versa. So this mice of people learning has to be a mice of rabbim, that the rabbim are going to learn from the person. And if the rabbim are going to learn to do the right thing, then the Kiddush Hashem, then it's called the Kiddush Hashem. If the rabbim are going to learn Chil Hashem, it's Chil Hashem. When you act in such a way that shows that the Jewish people are unique. Akopanim, we discussed that in the previous year. This is just a tamsis of what we learned. And now we're continuing. We see this in the Shayin LeGemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara asks if Ben Noach or Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, the Sugin Daf Ayin Ham and Aleph. And Ben Noach being Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is only before Hesia. And Rashi there says, Dear Masla Misa, in front of 10 Jews. Ayin Shabaran. So based on what we said, it would appear that we have to understand as follows. Mechi teisi that Ben Noach should be mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. Why should Ben Noach be mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem? Where do you find in the Zion mitzvahs mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem? The whole Torah was said to Jews, not to Bnei Noach. So b'chlal, what's the Gemara Shaila b'chlal? Bnei Noach mitzvah kiddush Hashem, not mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Mechi teisi they should be mitzvah. In other words, hasvara pshuta, hasvara chitzona omeret, she'im lo mitzvim. Ayin bor gadol, b'reish tvar, b'simen aleph. As lefi dvareinu, v'shal v'mal kach, she'adin shal kiddush Hashem v'chil Hashem eino bo'ise, el b'nei Yisrael omdim shan. Kiddush and chil Hashem is not about the door, it's about the Jews who are present. So now the chisaron and the Jews, because they have shaychus this maisa, they're witnessing this maisa. Ba'anyan zeh shelo yehe b'bnei Yisrael, ne'amar din v'nikdashti le'harik. And in this inyan, that it shouldn't be in front of the Jewish people, somebody doing an aveir and not dying when they're supposed to die, al kiddush Hashem. That's where you have this din of hinikdashti, that they have to give up their lives because of the 10 Jews that are witnessing it. Because again, the maisa is chal on the rabbi. It's a maisa klali. And if so, that's also mechayev erigas ben Noach. Because since the Jews are witnessing it, they're witnessing this chal Hashem. He's not dying for one of his mitzvahs. So Mimela, that's chal on the observers, And the Jewish Observers used to be a magazine. So that's they're witnessing this Chilul Hashem. So in other words, it's if it was mitzad the Ben Noach in a chinami mechitesi, but it's mitzad the Israel, the observers. The Melech the Nekdashti requires the Ben Noach to give his life. Also, that's the tzad in the Gemara that there is a kiddush in Chilul Hashem for Ben Noach. And the Rani asked from the Nidon and the Gemara about Naaman. The Naaman said, "What am I supposed to do? I tells Elisha, I have to help the king's service over to Zara, even though I don't want him." So what's the Shaila? There was Lahanaoso. It was Lahanaos Hagoy. So why does Naaman have to die for that? It's no Chil Hashem. It's Lahanaoso. And he answers that that's only somebody who know that without the onus he wouldn't be over. If you know that if not for the onus he wouldn't be over, then the Hanas Atzman is fine. But Naaman, we don't know. People didn't know that he wouldn't have been over otherwise. They thought maybe he's really wanted to do the Avodah Zarah. And therefore it's Chil Hashem Gam L'Hanaoso. Even though Naaman was doing this for his own pleasure, just to keep himself alive, but it's still a Chil Hashem because people don't know that. People thought maybe he's doing because he wants to be able to do Zohar, and that's a Chil Hashem. So what do we see from this Ran? See, like we said, that the Chalais of Chil Hashem is Chalam the Royim, it's Talib Yidiyasa. In other words, if the Rohan see this and they don't know the true reality, in other words, they think that he's really being obeyed over to Zohar, so then the din is that he has to die, even though he's really not. He's just doing it because he wants to stay alive. And not because he really intends to do Avodah Zarah. But the Roim don't know that. Since the Roim don't know that, he has to die. So you see that it's totally in the Roim. You could look there on the Ran, Shigam Lefi Daitai, Tikib Ibn Enoch Kiddush Hashem Bifnei Akum, Bikol Mokom Boi Koifrim Bavodah Zarah Bilobol Bifnei Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So the Ran argued with the Rashi. Rashi says that the Kiddush Chil Hashem by Ben Noach is telling you if there are 10 Jews there. The Ran argues, and he says, no, there could be 10 Goyim, but they can't be idolaters. They have to be people, Goyim, who deny the legitimacy of Avodah Zarah. And that's like we said, because Yisodo, B'ma Shenasa, Nyenet Avodah Zarah Yitzel Acherim, Ayde Avodato B'fneihem, Chol Shebelav Hachi Ovdim, So again, it's Tali in the Rowan. So if anyway their people are serving over the Zara, nothing happened. They're serving over the Zara anyway. And therefore there's no Kiddush in Chil Hashem. The only time you're making they make an impact is when the 10 people watching are not over the Avodah Zarah. And then they see him serving Avodah Zarah, then it's a Chil Hashem if he serves the Avodah Zarah. So again, you see it's Tali in the Rome. So Nachamu. You see in Rashi says that it's before Hesi is 10 Jews. And then we explain what's the Havamina that Ben Noach is Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Because it's about the people watching. Not about the Ben Noach, it's about the people watching. Therefore, he'd have to give up his life. The Ran asked from Naaman, it was Lahana Aso, in order not to be killed, and there should be no Chil Hashem. Like Mara says about Esther, Rabbi Amar Hano Satz Mishaini. There it was for the Hano, it wasn't about to make her transgress for to do an Avera. It was for Achashverosh's Hano. So you're also the Avodah Zarah for Naaman's Hano. So it should be okay. So the answer is yeah, but the people don't know that. People watching don't know that. So you see, it's Chal on the people watching, and that's why it also has to be 10 people who deny Avodah Zarah, because then the watching them, this act is going to make an impact on them. Otherwise, it's not going to make an impact. He's off the hook if they're already kofer Avodah Zarah. And again, according to Rashi, you have to be 10 Jews. Your Godly brings in the Yerushalmi, Perek Dalad the Shviyas Halacha Beis, Perek Gimel the Senaz and Halacha Hey, the Gabe Bayis Hagemara Beben Noach Imu Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. So the Or Gadol brings the Yerushalmi in two places. Or the Yerushalmi asks Ben Noach Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, and the Gemara's answer is because it says when Igdashi the Sof Bnei Israel. Yisrael mitzvah al kiddush Hashem, ve'inu ben Noach mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. It's only the Jews who are mitzvah, and it's also b'nei Yisrael, and not b'nei Noach. So you see from the Yerushalmi that it's totally in the one being over the avera, not in front of you, who you were being over the avera. Otherwise, you haven't answered the question if someone's over b'nei Yisrael. The Rishami seems to answer B'nai Noach and Amitzvah HaKadosh Hashem B'nishtashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael. It's about the one being over the Avera. Otherwise you would say B'nai Noach would be Mitzvah, and the B'soch B'nai Yisrael means Jewish people are watching. And that would be Echel Hashem. So what do we exclude from B'nai Yisrael? That B'nai Noach, not B'nai Noach. So since B'nai Yisrael are Memuot, we're Memait from B'nai Yisrael Goyim. So we should also be Mamayit Nashim. And we should say Nashim are also not Mitzvah HaKadosh Hashem. And so the Hedge in the Gemara that Esther before Hesiyahabe, she should have been Moser Nefesh. She should have been killed HaKadosh Hashem. So you see that women are Mitzvahs. That's his kasha. So if we're Mamayit, when Igdash is Ochan Yisrael, Mamayit Goyim, and Yisrael is also Mamayit Nashim. So why pray tell our women with Tzuval Kiddush Hashem? We know they are from Esther. So based on what we explain, we could say as follows. The Nidon is not in front of who, let's say we're talking about Avodah Zarah, in front of who they're being over the Avodah Zarah. Or mitzad, the one being over the Avodah Zarah. The question is, b'mech chol achil Hashem? And who is the chil Hashem chal? Is it only chal on Jews because they're miyuchad Hashem? Uvizeh pashut leYerushalmi, she'einu inyan la'akum shovid b'fnei Yisrael. Shalagabem havi avodah zarah da'akum she'enu inyan liYisrael. So one side is that the chil Hashem is to be chal b'Yisrael because the Jewish people are special to Hashem, and on that side, so if a guy serves avodah zarah in front of a Jew, this is the avodah zarah of a guy. It has nothing to do with Jews. And therefore, Goy wouldn't be Mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. And on that, the Yerushalmi argues to Bavli. Because like we saw in Rashi, Rashi says in the Bavli, on Ayin Hey, that it would be Chal Yisrael, if there are 10 Jews watching the Goy, then it would be Chal Hashem. The Goy said, being Ovid before Hesia, in front of 10 Jews. But the Yerushalmi's side is that no, this is the Avodah Zarah of a guy, and therefore it's no problem. It's not called Chil Hashem. It's a problem that he's serving Avodah Zarah. It's not called Chil Hashem if he's doing it in front of a Jew. Or maybe, like we saw in the Ran says even 10 Goyim, it's called a Chil Hashem. Not only 10 Jews. So the Yerushalmi brings a Pasuk. Mikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. The Chil Hashem is totally in the fact that the Jewish people have a shame of Hashem on them. And therefore the Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem are totally in Am Yisrael. And the Mela Avodah Zarah, even b'fnei Yisrael, has no, doesn't have this inyan, according to the Yerushalmi. because even though they're serving in front of Jews, but this is the Avodah Zarah of a guy. So that's not called the Chilah Hashem. It has to be a Jew's doing it. Because the Avodah Zarah has to be Chal on the Jew. Now, when the guy is serving the Avodah Zarah, and even if Jews are watching, it's not Chal on the Jew, this the Shem Avodah Zarah, this Mais of Avodah Zarah, because what does he have to do with the guy? This is the Avodah Zarah of an Avodah Zarah. That's not our issue. Again, according to the Bavli, it is in front of 10 Jews. It is Chal Hashem. But according to the Yerushalmi, v'nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael, it has to be Chal Yisrael. And if it's a guy being Avodah Zarah, it's not Chal Yisrael. No shaychus to Yisrael, even though he's watching, but that's Avodah Zarah of a guy. It's a different story. But this has nothing to do with Nashim in front of Yisraelim. That's the Avodah Zarah of a Jew. And therefore it's Chil Hashem and Mele Kiddush Hashem. So we said before, why don't we remind from B'nai Yisrael Nashim? And the answer is because this is not the normal B'nai Yisrael. Normal B'nai Yisrael is Mamayit Nashim. But when it comes to Kiddush and Chil Hashem, the question is it Chal, is this Maisa Chal on Yisrael? And Mamela, if a woman serves Avodah Zarah in front of Yisrael, of course it's Chal al Yisrael. If it's a Jewish woman, of course. Just the Gemara is saying, a guy is Mamuad, because it's the Avodah Zarah of a guy. That's not Chal al B'nai Yisrael, according to the Yerushalmi. But if it's an Isha, and in front of 10 Jews, then it is Chal al B'nai Yisrael. And the Orgado wanted to say that even in front of 10 women, there's a Din Kiddush Hashem. And he says that's weird because then in Darvish HaBekdusha, 10 women isn't good, right? For Darvish HaBekdusha, you need 10 men. So why would Chil Hashem to be 10 women? Why would 10 women be okay? He wants to say that if it's usher for them to do this Aveira, so they're included in the 10 that can witness it. But based on what we're saying, that's not the Aveira. The Aveira is not on the person doing it. Of course, the person doing it is doing the Aveira. But what gives the Aveira, Chalos Aveira, is that the people, you're doing it in front of others. That's a Maisa Klali. And therefore, it has to be Toch B'nai Yisrael. And B'nai Yisrael is 10 men. That doesn't include Nashim Ketanim. And not that a woman is Mitzuvah, is because there are 10 men watching. It's Mitzad of B'nai Yisrael, Sha'asor, Sh'nest Avera Bifneim, Nest Avera Bifneim. Because the 10 people watching. That's what we've been saying, as we said in the previous year and this year as well. That the Yisod HaDvarim is the Kiddush and Chil Hashem is telling the people watching. And therefore we saw it even according for Ben Noach in the Bavli, according to Rashi. 10 Jews, Chil Hashem. According to the Ran, 10 Kofrim and Avodah Zarah, if they're going, Chil Hashem. The Yerushalmi, the Ben Noach Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem and Hikdashi B'Selach Bnei Yisrael Dafka, Jews are not goyim, because when a goy is Avodah Zarah, Pshat is it's the Avodah Zarah of a goy. That's not Chal al Yisrael, even if Yisrael is watching. But when a woman is Avodah Zarah, you can't say Bnei Yisrael is Mamayit, Bnei Yisrael is Mamayit Bnei Yisrael, because if 10 men are watching her, that's a Chalos Chal Hashem. Okay, there's a Hemshech Amir Hashem. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing the floss. B'li Nether. This was our 11th shir, and Be'ezrat Hashem, anachem B'li Nether, Namshich, B'simcha, B'tuv Leivav, Shalom Shalom.